100 word stories.
And it's time for the weekly challenge. One a day until the day I die.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we've got a bunch of stories here for you this week where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week is 5 stars. And if these aren't enough stories for you and you're like, hey, where's my story? Send it in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Weird things happen with Gmail. They probably censor even more now that you know who is in the White House, and Twitter isn't censoring. Facebook isn't quite censoring as they used to, and maybe I'm censoring. I don't know. I'm being censored right now, probably. Who cares? Canceled, censored, whatever. I can still feel a pulse. Anyway, the stories are 5 stars. Well, their topic is 5 stars. We'll find out how good they are. Let me just play them.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge, number 1015, with a prompt of 5 stars. So here's my story. You're going to do us a favor, a gruff voice said from behind Patrick. You're the shooter from the meadow, Bilbert said when the man stepped into view. You should be in prison. He just sniffed. Your friend is going to help us obliterate the 5-star sisters in their coven. They've interfered with the Black Knights for the last time. We know your girlfriend is most powerful when you're touching each other, so you're going to put your hand on Sabrina's neck, and I'm going to tell Sabrina what to do. Bilbert hesitated. And what if I don't cooperate? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called The Game. The rules were simple. 5 cities, 5 riddles, 5 stars. You could have 5 members on your team, and the most important was the $500,000. Linda was the first to figure out New York was the first city to explore. She had narrowed it down to a particular area in what was once 5 points. An old map showed that once there was a body of water in the city. We find the center of the collection pond. We find the star, said Linda. Bill asked, any idea what it will look like? Not a clue. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Five stars shining brightly in the night sky. Never seen before. Not part of any known constellation. They gleam and twinkle more brightly than any other. What could they be? Meteors? Asteroids? Comets, perhaps? Or maybe they aren't natural at all. They could be satellites or space debris, burning up in the atmosphere as they fall to Earth. They aren't satellites, although they are man-made. But who made them? That's the big question. Was it the Russians? Are they Chinese? Could they be American or from distant North Korea? We'll find out soon enough. Once they hit, they're targets.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. 5 stars for what? Crappy food? The food was not that bad, said the receptionist. No, what about that horrid thing on the wall? The receptionist looked up at the bullhead skull. It was a sculpture, not the real deal. Besides, continued the receptionist, we are not in the business of eating the decor. Insolent! The client's always right! Not here. You see, sir, here we rate the clients, not the other way around, and you are a 0. What? Would you like the bullhead skull wrapped to take, so you remember us, since we won't allow you back? And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. It's Richard. And here's my story on the topic 5 stars. It's called Star Quality. We started rating the kids' chores around the house 1 to 5 stars. It gives them an incentive to do things well, and the number of stars they get is reflected in their pocket money. It's working well. Dishes are always washed, bedrooms are kept remarkably clean and tidy, and any time there's an errand to be run, there's no shortage of volunteers. In fact, it's worked so well, I suggested using the system for the wife. Meals, cleaning, shopping and so on, all rated and rewarded with sex. Can't see the point, she responded. You're 2 stars at best. There you go. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Normally when you see a movie with 5 stars, it's probably some Hollywood woke garbage that ticks all the diversity boxes and hates Republicans, conservatives, Trump, religion, everything the left preaches. So when I saw a well-known conservative reviewer give out one of those leftist propaganda movies 5 stars, I was completely flabbergasted. I wrote him asking why, and he said he thought the movie was a parody of leftism and a comedy and not actually trying to be serious, and he laughed all through it at how ham-fisted the writer and director and actor all had been.
Let's wrap this stuff up before the cows come home. That was a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of 5 stars. You can check out more stories in the archives, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. If your story didn't get in on time or it got eaten by Gmail, just send it again. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Sorry about that. But really, the ones who should be apologizing is Gmail for their crappy interface, and yeah, I know I can use other mail clients to connect to it. Whatever, I'm lazy. Anyway, the next topic is listed, so go ahead and write up your story, record it, send it on in, unless Gmail eats it, and whatever. You know what they eat? Finish that sentence. Okay, thank you all for listening and being in a part of this, and as always, you can tell I'm feeling better by, you know, I'm rambling and not bitching about shit. Anyway, keep it brief.